American fighters who are, you know, in the top ranks anymore. It's largely Asian fighters, so you're going, especially at the, you know, lower weight classes. So you're going to get religions. They're not pushing the religious aspect so much anymore, but it's still there.
You know, another thing I found remarkable when you talked about in the religion chapter, you talk about the CYO mm-hmm. and its formation and how it formed in Chicago, with the idea being that we're going to take these kids out of the street and we're going to create role models for other would-be hoodlums so they have something to aspire to and teach them discipline and all these things. I thought it was incredible that it grew to the point where they would match this group up and they would go to California and they all had their special gear and some of the things that you point. I mean, it's just incredible how big it got.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, they had international teams. And in fact, I'm so familiar with this because my physical education teacher in school was on the international team. The guy that lived across the street from me as a kid growing up was the heavyweight champ. And three of the guys from my neighborhood, three brothers, there were actually six brothers, but four of them actually three were national champs and the other one was a regional champ, I think, all came from a neighborhood. So boxing was a very big thing.
Well, I don't know. Yes. I'm a whiskey Balvita fighter. Roger, Romeo,
Bear with us right here in the neutral zone. We're coming to you here momentarily.
Trying to do some paranoia. What is up?
I'll blow my ears out right here. Trying the paracloning. First time for everything right here. Diamond Rio. We're getting some things lined up here for you. An NFL divisional round weekend upon us right here in the Ray Mayer Studios. Welcome in. Good Thursday evening. How's everyone doing? Get in with us, 200-5402 if you'd like, 200-5402.
I don't feel tardy. I just want to ask Pat Ryan earlier this week if maybe he thought maybe the shoot guy would be an upgrade. Maybe any kids. I think so far he's 2-0 on Kruby. You'd be able to get Sutton back. I think that was a good decision on his part. You know, you just never know with these keys.
You think there's any chance that BJ will come back and work with Butch, maybe work on the defense?
I got my Bill Belichick, the hoodie, right here. I'm rooting for, you know, it's crazy. I'm a Bronco, but to say that I'm rooting for Kansas City, a divisional rival, who I feel like has finally figured it out. They've got the defensive line to win the one-on-one matchup this weekend in New England, but also have a chance to beat my Broncos in the AFC Championship, which I do think will happen. Welcome in right here. First time ever with the periscoping, paracloning. Just trying to do some different things right here and
branch out.
As it is another crazy edition right here of Neutral Zone. As we got the Bill Belichick hoodie in here tonight. Thought about rolling out the wrestling mask. But you never know. You never know what voice, you never know what personality, what you're going to get right here in the Neutral Zone. Good stuff. Another addition to the Tony Basilio family with Fab Five Freddy.
Why, Simon?
And him officially entering the blog. Make Beano, force Beano to step up his game. I'm no one to talk. I haven't done a blog in.
I didn't know what a blog was. Somebody told me about a blog one time. I think it was something they used for like cranberry farmer or something. I didn't know.
We go live to New England, Foxborough, with Bill Belichick.
I think it's going to be a 11-on-11. I think it's pretty simple. Next question.
Bill, hi, this is Jimmy Himes, the sports animal in Knoxville. I just want to know, I mean, obviously, the key position when you've got a pass rush is obviously quarterback. How do you feel about protecting that quarterback on the left side? I mean, with the weak side. You've heard about the movie The Blind Side. That's protecting the quarterback on the left side. What is your take on that, and how are you going to counter those one-on-one matchups from Tamba Ali and Justin Houston? And Poe in the middle has got to be causing you to stay up at night.
I think it's always creates a problem when you've got the caliber of athletes and certainly secondary. Certainly going to be different. He's going to be a challenge for the guys. Certainly. I think Tom Lyons is. I think it's going to be a great opportunity.
Welcome in, Neutral Zone 25402. Get on in with us here. Let's light them up. 205402. Right here.
Yep.
Who you got this weekend? I'm going to give you my picks. 3-1 last weekend, but not so well ATS. That Washington game I thought was a toss-up, and they just... Whew, I tell you what, you talking about a momentum crusher. I know he's Basilio's boy out of Cal, who got flushed in the city of brotherly love. But DeSean Jackson... I tell you what, that might be a different game right there. They're literally stepping on Vince Lombardi on everything that that stands for Vince Lombardi and
Lambeau Field.
I mean, they had the foot on the juggler and his bonehead play. How you don't score there at the one? I don't know. I don't understand it. But he's had some brain farts. Before, welcome in 205-402. There we go. We're starting to get a little phone line action. San Francisco has a new coach. They've got, Chip Kelly. He's now heading out to the Bay. That ought to be interesting. Taking a few of his boys with him from Philly. So the racist is now heading to the Bay is it a good fit? What do you think? Eagles are definitely hiring Doug Peterson, the Chiefs' offensive coordinator. So we'll see there. You get a little bit of a little taste. Basilio wasn't real happy. Of course, the Bucs have their coach now. Another offensive coordinator promoted. I expect the same thing. I'll go ahead and call it here. I think Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator in New England, follows John Robinson. I think that will happen. Unless Peyton and the investors are already certainly have a deal in place with the Adams family. Bama's Kiffin turned down UCLA offer for a coordinator job. I wonder if that was the reason why they left him behind after the national championship game, as he is sitting there, or actually standing there rather, talking with Bruce Feldman, and he basically is like,
"Oh hell, they're leaving me. I dropped my pick."
I mean, literally, they pull off and leave him. And Derrick Henry, by the way, no shock here, enters the 2016 draft. two scouts have told me mid to late second round is the earliest. That's probably the highest ceiling, unless, I don't know, maybe they're going to make him into a linebacker. Who knows? But Chandler Jones, it just keeps getting crazier and crazier, the stuff that Belichick and the boys can get away with there. Do you realize the chief of police, J.D. Shelnut, in Foxborough, is also run security at Gillette Stadium? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Can you imagine? I mean, we'll just push this aside here until, you know, about mid-February. He'll give up his Pro Bowl trip to the Pro Bowl because we'll need to get things straightened out. So, anyways, not a huge deal, I guess, but I'm sure Lambrito will want to. And we'll check his status and make sure to see if he is if his ban was officially put in place for his comments on Peyton Manning, which were totally out of control. Just out of control. He's sort of a ballsy, out of control caller anyways, but for him to behave in that manner, that was definitely uncalled for. So, what else is going on? NFL, Major League Baseball, the Braves are trying to make a possible move for Yoenis Cespedes. I don't know. 6-year deal is what his camp's wanting. I don't know that you can give a 30-year-old a 6-year deal. They're not going to be competitive until 2017, at the earliest, maybe 18. You open the new stadium in 17. Sure, he'd be a nice prize, but not at a 6-year deal unless there's an opt out after 3. But anyways, Kaepernick, will Kelly trade him off too for another, somewhat immobile quarterback who can't seem to keep his AC joint in place, his shoulder in place? I mean, I never understood the Sam Bradford. I really never understood all the hype coming out of college. He was rated one of the most accurate passers, and that's all fine. But he's, you know, undersized. He's very fragile. Takes a lot of hits. Took a lot of hits in college as well. But anyways, again, I expect Josh McDaniels to follow suit there and head to Tennessee. And you know what? I think that's a pretty appealing situation there with him and Marcus Mariota. The Titans select Marcus Mariota. Tom Coughlin withdraws name from the Eagles coaching job. Starting to wonder if he's just finally, I don't know. I don't know how well he would do on TV either as a commentator, but he's got to be better than Phil Simms, for God's sake. Let's do this. Let's open it up right here, Neutral Zone, on the Paraclone as well. Check us out on Twitter, at BBClone, and 200-5402 if you want to jump in with us. Who we got batting leadoff right here?
What's going on, Clone?
What's up? I should have known the 49ers make a little splash. And my boy Jarvie Love, who was dropping some knowledge on me, by the way, with some basketball stuff. I love to just pick Jarvie's brain there a little bit. As the other day, last week, we were talking a little bit there, and Jarvie was just calling it out, what A&M was doing, what we were trying to do to negate it, and I miss that. I miss Jarvie Love. Need more Jarvie Love and talking some hoops. What's up, though, man? Big time for your Niners, though.
Man, I'm bummed out.
You're not on board? Shanahan. You wanted the rat?
I wanted the rat, man. I'm going to tell you why. The rat's part of the family. At 63 years old, I think he's the same age as Belichick. He's the same age as Bruce Arians out there at Arizona. I think at least he would have stabilized us. I don't think we would have won the Super Bowl with him. But I think he at least stabilized the organization. Huge risk, and I'm not excited about that at all. I know we got the 7th pick in the draft. I think we should draft defense every time we're on the clock because those guys are going to be wore out by the time Chip Kelly gets done with next season.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I do expect them to go defense. I would expect, and I'm with you, I would expect defense
at least two of the three of the first four or five picks, but, you know, you never know with him. How much control is he going to have, Jarvey, in the personnel?
I don't think he's going to have much. I don't think it's a good marriage at all. He got Trent Baalke. Yeah. And we know how power hungry he is, as Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those two guys on draft day in the war room back there, man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that one. I don't understand this. Unless Chip Kelly's going to fall in line and be a good soldier, I don't see this thing working out. And, you know, you got Seattle sitting there. You know, their quarterback, how he's growing, leaps and bounds. When we play them twice a year, you're going to give them more possessions than we've been giving them already. We haven't figured out how to beat them in a while. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give Russell Wilson more time to put points on the board on us.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians and the way Arizona, as long as Palmer's back there pulling the trigger, we're going to give him more time. I'm not worried about St. Louis, but in that division, it just doesn't make sense to me schematically why you would make that hire when you've got a Super Bowl winning quarterback and a guy, Carson Palmer, who's proven if he has time, he can pick you apart.
You just dropped a Dooleyism on us schematically. I love that. Schematically speaking, I love that, Jarvey. Love that. No, actually, I hate everything about Dooley. But I will say this: I agree with you. Kick it, my boy Jarvey Love, in the neutral zone on the debut of the paracloning. Jarvey Love, man, you were made for periscoping with your guns and that ripped physique. And your, just your passion. I mean, how you used to attract. You were like the chick magnet down at the old studios. I remember, Rob, was it Rob that was down there? He's always have to.
Rob
Robinson. Yeah, wasn't that like the most classic ever? That commercial that he cut about the trains. We've got to find that somewhere and play that. That is gold.
Hey, man, the old 1180 days, man, that was classic. That was gold all
it was,
the way.
It was,
CR.
Yeah.
Now Blocky Top.
Oh, that
radio,
was
man.
That was classic, baby. Classic stuff. And when Beav, the great caller Beav, no one wittier than Beav, when he sat down and literally punctured a loaf on the one, the half toilet seat, that was, God almighty, that was so funny. Him coming out of there like, man, can I send that bill to Doug Matthews after I go get half of that, you know, turtlet seed out of my loaf?
Hey, I love my man Philly, but producing Saturday conversation and then hearing, and I'm trying to figure out what's that noise. Never forget it.
Well, I mean, that's the bottom line, Jarvey Love. I mean, I was kind of like a ventriloquist. I never moved my lips when I was coming out there. I mean, it's like I had my own little Ahmed too in my pocket over here. I kill you!
Well, man, hey, Claude, as long as, you know, if you're Colin Kaepernick, you got to be ecstatic. You got somebody that
yes.
can at least resurrect your career, possibly. But, look, here's the thing, man. Let's say Cap right. does have a good season under Chip. What's one guy with the rest of the team, though? I see the rest of our roster suffering under this guy. I'm diehard 49ers, standing across my forehead when I was coming out the womb. But the only person I see really doing backflips on this hire is Kelly. And, you know, you got young wannabe DeBartolo Jr., Jed York trying to pull rank. I wish, man, honestly, I just wish he'd sell the team. You know, if he could give the team back to his uncle, the NFL won't let that happen. But he is an embarrassment to his family, to the family business out there.
Complete
in San Francisco.
Disaster.
No question, no question. As the Donald would say, he was a complete disaster.
A complete disaster.
And, so, and as far as UC basketball clones,
yes.
you know, this, no point guard in crucial moments.
Yeah, you've been saying it.
It's going to get you killed.
Late in the game, you're absolutely right. Teams know it. They wear They wear punter down. He's leaving shots short. We're settling for long shots, fadeaways. We're not an inside team. We're not attacking the rim. But I think the one thing with Barnes that really, really bummed me last weekend was that stretch. It was obvious. They turned it up a gear, a notch. But it was amazing to me that they were just so complacent on offense, and it was like, I mean, dude, I get four timeouts a game coaching rec ball with youth, and I mean, I'm not taking them with me. I'm not taking them with me. I'm going to burn two. I usually average one or two a game just to try to see if I can't, you know, light a fire, or, you know, if I've got a kid that's, you know, ultra talented, and I do. I've got a couple that they think just on talent alone. And I think sometimes you get that, Jarvie. You know, it's like, whoa, you know, you got to stop here for a second. I'm going to have to call you out here and come over here and sit beside me for a little bit. And I think, you know, just show a little enthusiasm. You know, don't look retired like most think you are, Coach Barnes.
Yeah, man, wear some freaking orange. You have a problem with that too, Jarvie?
Enthusiasm?
No, not wearing enough orange. TR is really, really on that. I'm told he's like trying to get a meeting, like to go by the basketball office. It's really bothering T.
Well, I look at it like this, Clone. If the president, if you're running for president or you're the president of the United States, you got to have that lapel flag. You got to have it somewhere on you, visible. And if you're the head coach of UT, man, you got to wear some orange. I mean, that comes with the territory. You can't be president and not have the flag pin on you somewhere visibly.
Yeah, well,
you can't
hosting
be the head coach of UT without having some orange on. TR.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I appreciate more power to him, dude.
Yeah, hey, I ran into T at Food City. And T, man, he met...
Mechanicsville, right?
Two youngest.
Yeah. Right there, yep.
Yeah, man, it was on his birthday, man. He's going strong, man. He don't forget a thing.
No, like an elephant, man. He doesn't forget anything.
Hey, and he knows his brew too.
Yeah, man.
Any question about what to drink on a heavy night when UT's getting blown out on the hardwood? That's my guy, man. He knows exactly what to get, how much alcohol's in it.
Yep, he knows.
He does,
man. He's like, I mean, some go to like beeradvocate.com, Beer Geek. I mean, this guy's like, I just call TR. You know, the heck with getting online and reading a bunch of beer snobs, you know, read their description of a brew. I just,
oh, okay, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. High Life, the champagne of beer, brider.
I mean, you know, he knows, you know, everything about it. How much hops they put in it. He'll find one out of state and he'll call me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's TR, man.
Yeah, he'll go, hey, Clone, Bo Clonio. I'm gonna take it for a test drive up here in Virginia, man. Up here where John Tweet got us some at good, Outlaw Brew. Yeah.
Hey, Clone, man, it's always good talking to you. Like I said,
likewise.
49ers, man, it's a sad day when Chip Kelly's coming to the Bay, man. Sad day. They didn't put that on the T-shirt.
Sad day, but you know what? Hey, 49er fans, we're not going to take it. Jarvie, see you, buddy.
See ya.
Welcome in right here. You got Jarvie Love batting leadoff. I think he hit a double right here. You going to knock him in? Who we got?
Nicky is a big blue fan. Roger, Roger. He hates the man ball. Roger, Roger.
All right.
Hey, wait a minute. Here real quick. All right.
We got to do some house cleaning with this. We got to unpack this, as Bazzolio likes to say.
Well, let me ask you before we get started here.
I've got a lot of packing to do. I've been on a long trip.
Let me ask you something while before we get started here. Periscope, are you on it?
No.
I got the Belichick hoodie going on right here. Man, you got to get on the Periscope.
No, I don't know, Clowny. I like the Neutral Zone being that little show in the basement that nobody can
pirate radio. Nobody can shut us down.
Well, more power to you, dude.
They've all took their shots at the neutral zone, and it's still on for all the clonyites out there.
We're all 4+1 week.
Is that a Butch?
Without a commissioner.
That's the Butch Jones line right there.
You're all 4+1 week. It's critical.
Maybe tonight can be anything girls' night instead of Saturday night.
All right. So what you got feeling, man? I know you're hard, you know, hardcore Steeler.
We got to talk about Rogers. Got to answer that call last night to Marco Garza Smartway show.
Oh, I didn't see it. What did he say?
Radio network and defend. I mean, just threw up all over the Raymere studio with that Mickey Deerstone crap last night.
What was he doing? I'm sorry.
Oh, Mickey's
I went to bed, man, early, man. I'm sorry.
He loves the Vols, and he would never cheer for Kentucky. Oh, come on, Cloney. You think Mickey Deerstone cheers for Tennessee? For 1 minute. I know I'm on tap, but unless the Lady Vols.
Hey, I think you're a Vol fan, Doc, but I don't think you know... I don't think you know the difference between football and hubcap, to be honest with you, Doc. I think that's one reason why Jerry Punch probably thinks you're a moron.
Well, you're all worthless. You think Doc's a Kentucky fan?
Well, I know he's a Kentucky fan. I know he's a Kentucky fan. I know he's a Kentucky fan. I know he also, people that work.
Yes.
People that work over there tell me that he walked out, and I called it. What did I say on Thursday night, knowing that Donnie Tindall was coming in there, and that I told you, Donnie Power T was going to come on their show on Friday, and that he's seedless. That's exactly what he is. He's a seedless. He ain't even a seedless orange.
He hated Donnie Power T.
Well, he hated him, but he
could hear it in his voice. And anybody that would treat the sitting basketball coach at the University of Tennessee, a man like Donnie Power T, a man of this freaking place, anybody that would treat him like that, he doesn't wear orange. That's Rocher if he's ever seen him wear orange.
Yeah, I will. I will address that with Rocher. I'm gonna. Rocher might, and we might see
it's
if this
have to be addressed.
Do you want me to see if this is him? Somebody just started. Let me see if this is Rogette. And if it isn't, I do apologize ahead of time to the caller. I'm going to put you back on hold. But let me see who, this is. Hey, welcome in Neutral Zone. You're on with Lambert. Who is this?
Yes. This is Michael Weird. And that gives me a reaching for an original banquet beer, brother.
There you go. Right from the... Hey,
limited edition. Limited time offer.
Is that a stubby? Hey, is that a stubby?
$10.99 12 pack, brother.
Hey, is that a stubby?
Or bottles.
Is that a stubby? I gotta ask you.
It's a stubby.
Stubby, okay.
Stubby,
well, you know, Sherry. We don't have that problem anymore. Oh my goodness. T, what do you have a problem with Rogier coming on there on a Vol for that matter? We don't separate the programs, the teams on the Basilio Radio Network. And for Rogier, do you think a suspension should come down for him coming on with Hatfield and who doesn't care what our coach wears, by the way. He doesn't care if it's orange, black, blue, purple.
Care.
Yeah, so I don't know. I got to talk to Hatfield about that. But,
he will not acclimate. I mean, he's over making $2 million a year.
That's right.
He acts like he's freaking, he acts like he's Dean Smith, Adolph Rupp.
That's
and,
right.
John Wooden all rolled into one. Like, you know, he's the best thing that ever happened to Tennessee basketball. I mean, he has no respect for what, you know, Coach Mears did. I mean,
none.
Lamberto, boy, Roberto. Lambrito's boy Roberto calls in and says he's arguably more accomplished. I mean, Coach Mears had to institute a basketball program when it was all football. All the old guys, basketball was just an off-season workout regimen. It wasn't meant to do what it did, reach heights that it reached, man, like challenging Kentucky year in, year out, you know, 15-15 against Kentucky combined, Coach Mears and company, Aberdeen and AW.
Yes.
All the great players, man. It's just sad, man. It's just sad.
It really is. So he comes on here, T. Now, I was in bed, man. I had to be up early, and
it was awful. Just awful.
This is Lambrito's boy right here, Glenn Fry. You know the Heat's going to be on Big Ben. And that Steeler, as I'm telling you right now, Miller time, TR. I'm hearing with an extra week off, Wade the Bum Junior Phillips is going to dial up some blitzes that Big Ben's head's going to be swimming.
Just like his daddy did, that's what we run off the field with a victory. Somebody's getting their legs broken. Crony.
What do you think about that, TR? As much as Lammy wants to come in here and wants to talk about Rojette's stance on Doc being an all-vol and him being very adamant and arguing, but yet he comes on a Knoxville, Tennessee radio station, sports station, and takes a serious shot at Peyton Manning, the guy that led the band, that came back, that sets example for all student athletes. What do you say to that, TR, that shot he took on Monday?
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm definitely going to be pulling for 18, man. I mean, I'm
yes.
going to pull for the Steelers. One time in the Super Bowl, that was against Dallas in 97 or 96, whenever it was, when O'Donnell, you know, all he had to do was, I don't know, man. If he could just keep from being the 12th man for the Cowboys that day, the Steelers would have had 7 all-time. But no, not Neil O'Donnell.
He was the best player
the Cowboys had that day.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, that one hurt real bad.
And you know, a lot of people will say when they beat Holmgren and Hines Ward was the MVP there, you know, a lot of people say they got a lot of the close calls there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Basilio's right. They're more regal than people want to, you know, they're royalty in that NFL. You don't think Goodell's going to do everything he can to keep them in that ball game.
Well, this is kind of uncharted waters for Lammy. He usually gets unaccompanied calls going while his calls going.
Yeah.
It's like it's one-on-one. Lammy and Clowney, one-on-one. No outside intrusions allowed.
Yeah, I was thinking last night, T.
All right, we're down there with Bambi's out there on Alcohol Highway with you, T. We're going out there and watch the game, you know what I mean?
What are you going to do, T, when they tip that ball in the air versus Vanderbilt of Kentucky and he ain't got that damn orange blazer on to honor Ray Mears? What are you going to do then, big boy? Because I'm telling you, I don't think that SOB's going to wear it. I don't think he's going to wear it.
Yeah. We'll see, man. I mean, I'm trying to stay behind this team. I'm not going to let my disgust with him
interfere
with us getting back in on the win column Saturday afternoon in Las Vegas.
He better win it. He ain't better in this damn place.
That's right.
Who the hell is Rick Barnes? He ain't better in this damn place. He better freaking win.
Well, you know, I thought I was a pretty good basketball coach.
I don't know, man. I don't know about him. I'd like to run into him, though. I've heard he's eating at the Outback on Merchant. I've heard since he's been here, back in the spring, throughout the summer and fall, he's stopped over at Outback at Merchant. So, I don't know. I've yet to run into him.
The Outback on Merchant. So he's a blooming onion kind of guy, huh?
Well,
Well, that's what I've been.
T, what do you think he would drink? You think he would? You think he'd drink like some Riesling, some wine of choice, a white wine or something? Or do you think he'd pop a top and drink a Shinerbach from Texas?
Texas
Nine. Hey,
what up, dude?
I don't know about
it, man. So T, let me ask you: of all the, I gotta ask you, man. Well, I gotta put
he's
you on the spot.
He's drinking the house, then, TR, not on what he's making, bro.
I think he's real religious, what I've been told now. I don't know if dude knew what he was talking about, but he thinks he's a real nice guy, but he's super religious. So he might be.
I'll tell you what. I heard he's from over there from Sticks, North Carolina, too, and I heard he's into that redneck fake sport known as NASCAR. I mean, I ain't much for watching a bunch of guys just drive around in a circle. I mean, you know what I mean? Although I will say this, at Victory Lane, I think there's been some pretty good things to see in Victory Lane there when, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey. I guess it's official. Ella's going to Atlanta. I mean, I guess
yep.
That's out of the damn bag, so to speak.
Yes.
Damn kicking the old. Wish I didn't have my stuff on that day.
T, Atlanta's getting a good one, aren't they? I mean, we're losing Ella. Maybe the best eyes. Just, oh, man.
I told my buddy down there, goes by the name of Butt Sweat, he's getting a real treasure. He's already on the lookout.
AT, let me ask you this. Do you object? Do you have any problems with me adding a new member from the station across the street to my portfolio in the name of Phil Williams?
Hey, what up, Phil? What up, Phil Williams? Appreciate you paracloning with us. Folks, out of the room, Bill.
What up with that? How about first sign of the rumor mill, TR? Would you call in there one day and just say, you know, you're working here as a Vol in the Vol market, but you pull for the damn Cardinals up there and got a problem with Donnie friggin' Power T and what little bit he did wrong. I understand there's more to it.
I love this place.
But yet you got a guy running a prostitute ring and who knows how many kids Rick Pitino has from different women.
If Donnie had just brought that snitch with him from Southern Miss, you know, we'd be rolling along fine. But he left that dude behind
what up,
he
dude?
Tapped him in the back, man. I just say,
he didn't come here on his damn own. He didn't just pack his bag and move here for no reason.
What up, dude?
Somebody hired him and paid him to come over and coach basketball. He's still sitting over there. That's what I don't get, how you can just ruin somebody like that and then just skate away clean. I'll never understand it. I'll never understand it, Cloney. Ever.
All right.
They did to Donnie Power P.
Nah, I know.
My brother Big Gold.
I agree.
It's criminal.
I agree.
That's criminal.
Yeah, it's... And again, I just the whole treatment there.
Whatever happens.
Yeah,
over
I mean,
there.
You know, dissing him like that and stepping out and not being a part of that interview. And you know, here's a guy that he claims that we would have lunch together all the time. You know, bull crap. What I mean? Are you kidding me? That guy has nothing. Doc Deerstone, no stones, has nothing, zero to do with that men's
program. He told TR he only goes to 2 games a year. Now, does Roger seriously think that the Kentucky game's not one of them?
All right.
No, he went to like 2 games during the Ernie and Bernie era when he first got hired over there in this market, WIBK or whatever it was, you know, back in the day when he got hired. But you know, he's Kentucky, man. So what? It don't matter. I just don't understand how somebody like that can make a career in this town and not give a flying flip about anything orange except the Lady Vols. And the only reason he cares about the Lady Vols is he got that gig with them. As soon as he retires, he won't have nothing to do with them anymore, man.
No, I think you're right.
Dude,
what up, dude? Well, here's
I don't get it, Gene. I really don't. You know, and then Roger, for Roger to come on here and defend him and throw that in Bazzolio's face last night, it's a good thing we don't have a damn commissioner. If I'm going to get banned for saying I hope the Steelers break Peyton Manning's legs, then, I mean, that was equally as offensive to me.
All right.
We need, we're like a rudderless ship out there on the high seas. We need a damn commissioner.
Yeah. Well,
I'm looking forward to it, Lammy. I'm looking forward to the Steelers in the Mile High City.
Gee, give me your take on the Rams. I got you pegged for an old school L.A. Rams guy anyway. If I was a Rams fan, I'd be happy with that move. They're going back home. St. Louis is a damn base. I don't understand the game of football.
Yep.
The Kyler royalty is not enough room in St. Louis for...
What is that? Hey, Dirty George. What is that new stadium? Is that a spanking brand new? It's not been christened yet where the Rams are moving to in Inglewood or...
Yeah.
Inglewood, always up to no good.
Yeah. There, Aerosmith, you know they did some LSD in St. Louis one time before the show and they forgot the lyrics.
Hey, Lammy.
Yes, sir, yeah.
When you took Dirty George to lunch a couple years back, where'd y'all go eat at?
Out there at Smoky Mountain Brewery. It was the damn one of the best. I'd give $100 to it right there sitting at that table again. And Dirty George is one in a million. And I love that.
I ain't heard from him in a while, man.
He lives up at the Kenjo Market up there on Broadway, just down from Fulton. Hang on.
Yeah.
Did my get up and know must I got up and went?
Yeah.
Good news, he's a real good liar. Go to the backstage, the Boogie, set your pants on fire.
You find
him?
Yeah, I saw him one day. He's over. He lives over by the Kenjo Market over there near Fulton, and real close to Hall of Fame Drive there. And he comes in there and like points his cane, walking cane, at him and curses the women in there. And they just throw it right back at him and tell him. He says,
"I'll call a corporate office if you don't keep Little Debbie snack cakes at the register." He goes, "Do I look like I need the exercise to go to the back of the store?"
The guy's a dang, he's a nut, man.
He told that the
server out there. I pulled in town in a police car. Your daddy said I took it just a little too far.
From her nose, and he told that girl that if that's
safe, girlfriend lies.
When it comes out of that kitchen in the color of my
you
son,
can't catch me because the rabbit gone die.
From her nose.
Yes, it is.
How many Miller Lights you have out there that day? You recollect her, Lammy?
No, I didn't have any. Actually, I do, because they don't serve it in there. I don't understand.
You mean you had to drink some? Hey, you had to go to an alternate room? You had to go to an alternate room?
Take it backstage, you can drink from my glass.
I had to drink whatever they brought.
What did you have, Lammy?
Yeah, I'm sure it was that mountain pale ale or mountain light ale, whatever they've got out there. I told them.
I bet that's the last.
Oh,
I bet the last interruption of Miller Lite you had that day. The last interruption of.
I went down to Murfreesboro. Actually, I thought about you, man. Old Smitty.
Speaking of Murfreesboro, you ever been to Buster's?
No, I went to. I went to Main Street way back in the days, a little pub they had downtown.
Hey, Douglas Corner,
man.
Man,
get a
Buster
Burger. I gotta go, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, see you. Oh, man, you gotta love tea. Here it goes. Here the drop. So,
they
got to
get that Vontaze Perfect out of the league.
Yeah, he's like feces. He's scum.
Three games. I mean, that's a joke. He's not out there playing football. He's out there trying to injure people.
Yeah, I could not believe Doug Gottlieb. Doug Gottlieb. I've heard one of his little updates.
Hey. What?
I think TR's forgot to hang his phone.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't come down there and. Well, they got wet water, of course. Tom McCann, West Town.
Hey, Lammy,
got mail out there? We got it over here.
Yeah, we got it over here.
Was that a Jacardi O'Rath? Said it like not in Indonesia.
No! What up, dude? Dude, what a burst out of the rumor mill. Boy, I tell you what, this Santa's White Christmas, babe, it is crunk.
Great tune by Aerosmith.
I've never seen a game like last Saturday night. I mean, I'll say one thing about McCombs. I criticize some of his coaching decisions, but I'm telling you what, one thing you can say about him, his team, is if you want to get down there in the mud, we'll get down there and fight. I mean, you want to swing mud, we'll swing it, brother. We will get right down there. The Bengals tried to make that a damn bare knuckles brawl, and the Steelers said, meet us in the middle of the damn circle, because we'll be there. And by God, that's something you can say about us in those big games, and they're ready for a fight.
All right.
All these sheep, I want to call them dirty. If you want to get dirty, we'll swing some mud too. That's what you want.
I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know everybody's saying you gotta lose to know.
Hey, Doc. You think this perfect guy doing it like a professional wrestler or something, Doc? He seems like he'd be a character in there, Doc.
Alright. Are you talking about the goalie for Montreal Canadiens? I'm not following you.
Yeah.
Phone.
Well, Mike Weird right here.
Sing with me, sing for the year, sing for the laughter, sing for the beer. Sing with me, if it's just for today, maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away.
So I'm thinking Broncos in a close one. They pull it out this weekend, T.
Hey, Lammy, they're resting up, and they're going to kick some butt right out the gate. So,
season, boy. Bring it on. We'll be there. When the damn ball goes through the air, somebody in black or white is going to be down there to catch it. We'll be there, brother.
When you take them to the park tomorrow, right?
I remember the last time we went in to Peyton Manning's home turf when he was the number one seed. Joey Pullman's going to be on that field again. I wish they could have. I'd give anything I own in the world if they put that 55 back on Joey Porter for one more game Sunday in Denver. I mean, I would give anything I own outside of rings. Joey Porter he's shooting through the top of my all-time favorite seat.
Yes.
People
want to
cry.
Yes. Oh, what up, dude? So, first time in the rumor mill.
Yeah, I tell you what, Macklin and Houston game time decisions. My goodness, man, you need every bit of your parts there Cinco for your boys to have a shot. Because you realize when you go in there, when you go into Foxborough, and once those shots are fired, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. Although I'm a little...
I wish Cinco would call in. We've not heard of Cinco Mitchell's on call in a while. Cinco's out there. Cinco needs to come in and talk a little trash on that damn ass-hat Durago's Patriots. If I could pick two legs to be broken this weekend, it'd be Peyton's left and Tom Brady's right.
Oh my God! Who did asshat Durago? Oh, Andrew Durago! Oh my God!
You talk about a damn clown!
God! Oh, he was definitely.
Got a certain caller that used to buy his own airtime over there and think he's a freaking radio host, you know? And he sucked. I mean, just.
Oh.
Purple jersey in the studio, and Dumberto was the pivot man. Is what it sounded like.
Wait a minute.
You know, somebody buys his own time and wants to call every show in town thinking he's smarter than everybody.
All right. Got to go to break. Yes.
You see Jimmy Himes on this. Living it up in the Hotel California. Strippers show up every night.
Yes.
Good stuff right there. So, yeah, I am. I'm resilience. That's the key. It's part of this neutral zone debut of periscoping. It's resiliency.
Roger gets in there. I want him to answer them damn questions I have.
Hey, I will. I'm going to ask him if he'll call. Let me ask you, though, out the door here. And I was told by somebody inside that this new coordinator, Bob Shoup, who I think is going to be a good hire for them, I think he's going to be a fantastic hire. You're talking about a match made in heaven with him and Butch and all these cliches. He was in the football office dropping, I kid you not. Now, I didn't hear all of the interview, and I think probably the gayest thing ever is like when people, our coach won the interview. What do you win with an interview? Shut the hell up! What do you win with an interview?
All right.
But listen, I think the guy, look, his track record, I could care less about his interview. I wouldn't have given 2 cents if he'd have came in there like Belichick in the hoodie and would have been in there like,
I think we got a solid chance to be a good defensive team. That's the question.
I mean, I don't care what the guy says in the presser, but I will tell you this. I was told by a good source.
Well, I do. I got a good source on this.
That he was dropping. Dropping football terminology. This is no joke. Wait till you hear it. You heard it right here. I'm just telling you, you're going to hear it very soon. But he's dropping like pylon resistance. Pylon resistance. Where in the hell do you get that stuff? Pylon resistance, awareness, red zone awareness. I mean,
Hey, Cloney, is the caretaker Butch? Is he going to be able to caretake for freaking Shield Watkins Field, or is he want a damn picture-perfect freaking middle of February turf over there? I mean,
does he not know? Make catastrophic turf loss. That's what they get.
Lammy knows this damn
power. Turf loss is the new buzzword in the Blue Blazer Mafia, bro. And I mean, that's what they got over there. I mean, are they going to keep playing football on that cow pasture?
Wait a minute.
Freaking caretaker needs to freaking wake up and take care of something over there.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. He's got to have a
middle of summer.
Well,
John Sorokin over there, one of the, I mean, and he's a consultant around the world, and this guy wouldn't call him.
Mirrors on the ceiling, pink champagne on ice, and she said, "We're all just prisoners here."
Of our own device.
Hey, I love hearing from both of you guys, man. I'm going to get a break here. right here in the Paraclone edition, right here, Neutral Zone. I appreciate you guys. I got to get a break.
Hard break. Segment. Well, hell, we only had one segment. First hour in the books.
This is Briny Boy Hartman. Tune it in. Please drink lots of fluids.
I love my boy Briny Boy Hartman.